This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government has made women-led development the foundation of national progress, and women are at the center of every major government initiative. He was addressing the Women's Empowerment Mahasammelan organized on the 300th birth anniversary of Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai at Jamburi Maidan in Bhopal today. The Prime Minister said the terrorist attack in Pahalgam was a challenge to India's woman power and has proved to be the death knell for the perpetrators.
आतंकवादियों ने भारत की नारी शक्ति को चुनौती दी है ये चुनौती आतंकवादियों और उनके आकाओं के लिए काल बन गई है काल ऑपरेशन सिंदूर आतंकवादियों के खिलाफ भारत के इतिहास का सबसे बड़ा और सफल ऑपरेशन है.
The Prime Minister virtually inaugurated Dathia Airport, built on 124 acres at a cost of 60 crores, and the newly built Satna Airport at a cost of about 37 crore rupees. He also inaugurated the first phase of the metro train in Indore, besides releasing the first installment for the construction of 1,271 new Atal Gram Seva Sadan Bhavans. On the occasion, the Prime Minister released a postage stamp dedicated to Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai and a commemorative 300 rupee coin. The Prime Minister also visited the exhibition on good governance, women's empowerment and culture of Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai, organized by the Culture Department. Colombia has officially withdrawn its statement that was issued expressing condolences on the loss of lives in Pakistan after the Indian strikes during Operation Sindoor. This statement came after a meeting of the all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor with Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs of Colombia, Rosa Yolanda Villavicencio, in Colombia.
The President is quite correct. We value very much the connection with BRICS, of which we are a founding member. We are also very, very attached to the growth of the global south, the countries of the developing world. And as far as India, which recently chaired the global south, is concerned, we would love to march together on the adventure of development and progress.
The Indian Army is conducting trials of next-generation defense technologies at key locations across the country, including the Pokhran Field Firing Ranges, Babina Field Firing Ranges and Joshimath. The Ministry of Defense, in a statement today, said these field trials are being conducted under near-combat conditions, integrating electronic warfare simulations to assess the performance of cutting-edge defense systems rigorously. Air defense equipment demonstrations are also scheduled to take place in Agra and Gopalpur. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare J.P. Nadda has said that Operation Sindoor has proved that if anyone raises eyes towards India, it will be answered by entering his own house. Mr. Nadda was addressing the BJP workers who had gathered near Jaipur to welcome him after reaching Jaipur today. Referring to Operation Sindoor, he said due to India's action, Pakistan surrendered in 4 days. He said that Indian forces destroyed 9 terrorist hideouts in 22 minutes. In Mizoram, at least 5 people died in multiple landslides across the state. Mizoram has witnessed incessant rain for the last 3 days, causing landslides in various parts of the state. In Champai district, at least 3 people were killed in a landslide that took place at Vapai village near Indo-Myanmar border this morning. At the Asian Athletics Championships 2025 in Gumi, South Korea, India finished second in the medal tally with 24 medals. India clinched 8 gold, 10 silver and 6 bronze in the championships. In addition, Animesh Kapoor, Kujur and Parul Chaudhary set new national records. On the last day of the championship today, India bagged 3 silver and 3 bronze medals in the women's 4x100-meter relay race. The Indian team of Shrabani Nanda, Abhinay Rajarajan, Sneha SS and Nitya Gandhi claimed the silver medal. And with that, we end this news bulletin.